What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is hour two with the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. Man, we got a lot to talk about in this next topic. If you just joining us on your lunch break, thank you for punching in on your lunch break. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. We talking about our parents. Should parents be held responsible for their kids doing mass shootings and things of that nature? Shannon brought this topic up, and I think it's very, very interesting topic. I think they should. I think they definitely should go to jail. I think they should, especially if they bought the gun. I think especially if they bought the gun and drove the kid there. But we do have Lisa from Milwaukee online. Lisa, thank you for calling the lunch break. How you doing? You on with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon.
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. I truly believe, honestly believe, that the parents are accountable. Specifically speaking, we know. Come on. Oh, look, look. I'm not a racist. I'm not whatever. But this is a fact. I don't understand how you do not know. And they knew. But if you don't know what's going on in your house with your child, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you don't close no doors in my house. You don't pay no bills. You know how we were brought up. You can't even go into the bathroom. Your parents will bust in on you. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Look, look, I saw you when you were born. What you talking about? You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. I need to see. They're going to be real with you. There's no knocking on the door. There's no, he got to be my friend. No, I tell you when to breathe. Because you know what? You don't know what the world has for you. You don't know nothing about the world. So I, as a parent, have to prepare you for the world. The mother and the father should go under the jail. They look, they had the gun just as much as that boy did.
Mm.
And for that mother to be talking to her son, praising him for what he did, lady, you better be having one of my children.
Mm-hmm.
I will meet you somewhere. I will beat you just like, hey, like I can get to your son.
No, for real.
So, you know, we were just taught, you go up to that school, you got to answer to me. You don't, look, you don't want to talk to me. I wish you would. Our parents put fear in our hearts. They loved us. They knew what was going to happen to us if we did something stupid like that. You know, well, you don't go around hurting nobody else's child because, mm-hmm. look, you hurt mine, I'm going to feel bad, so I don't want mine hurting yours.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you, Miss Lisa. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all, if you just joining the lunch break, we are discussing the topic of should parents be charged for the mass shooting crimes of their kids in school shootings or shooting up churches or whatever heinous crime that they create. We're talking about that. So 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You could call that number as well. You could text that number as well. I mean, if you can't call in right now and you'd like to share your thoughts. Do you think the parents of the school shooters should be charged for the crimes of their kids? Shannon brought to us that there's only been two in this country's history, right, Shannon?
Just two. And that's in recent years, 2021, and the second parent got charged yesterday.
So
just two.
Just two. And we've had numerous school shootings as, you know, we
or even mass shootings in general by young people.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. We had a text that came in on the chat earlier that we missed. Says Miss Shannon got doggy daycare money. Now that's what's up. Real talk. I was gonna say that on air, but I ain't want to be no pocket watcher. I'm like, the dog go to daycare for?
Oh no, trust me. I told
while you at work.
I told her about the text. I told her in her ear off air. I said, Shannon, you will not. It was during that interview. I said, Shannon, you will not believe what somebody texted. They said Miss Shannon got doggy daycare money. Oh my God,
man. I'm like, whoa.
Listen, I ain't no deadbeat, y'all. See how much I work. I gotta pay for my baby daycare. I don't mess around. Gang. I told y'all, my dog and my real baby gonna get right. taken care of. I don't care what I gotta do. They gonna be all right.
Man, that is funny as ever. Shannon, we have Melisande on from MKE from Milwaukee on the line. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you all today?
We're doing awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Good, good. Listen, not only should they be responsible if their kids do a mass shooting, but anything your child does up until the age of 18, you should be accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
These kids stealing cars, the mama should be going to jail too.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something we can't keep saying, like, the parents don't have control, then you should not have had kids. This is where we're getting into this little slippery slope. You're having a child and you don't think you're responsible for them. These 13-year-olds, these 14-year-olds that are doing everything, it should be a mirror. The parents should be charged too, just like the kid. Because until we do that, the kids are going to always say, I'm sorry, I can't do nothing with them. But yep. if you go to jail, I bet you do something with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to have to start doing that. So exactly. It's just not mass shooters. And I believe it was three parents because the ones in Michigan, they got the mother and the father. They sent them both to jail.
Yeah.
I agree
That's
with you
correct.
100%. 100%. And maybe if the it was a little bit more repercussions like that, maybe we'll parent their kids a little bit different.
Definitely. And I feel like she was correct when she said it was three parents, but it was two cases. So in Michigan, they did get the mom and the dad. This one, they only got the dad. But with that phone call, you would have thought that they pick up mama too, because clearly she okay with it and she gassing them up like it was cool. But I guess they said they couldn't find anything that was criminal enough on her end. And I guess she didn't have enough access to the child for her to know that this was going to take place. But like the last caller said, if I would have heard that call in court and that was one of my kids that got hurt because of your mm-hmm. son,
you're going
I wouldn't
jail.
Be the only one crying. I can tell you that. Wouldn't be the only one in mourning. I can tell you that
straight up. Hey Shannon, you got to
damn what
I just realized what I just straight up to after you said it. Shouts out
to hold on. I don't want to be held accountable.
Let's dump that.
Ray knew I was gonna do it.
No, it's too late. It was longer than 8 seconds ago.
Oh my god, I'm non party to it.
The views and opinions.
Right. the lunch break crew is the views and opinions of our own. 77 Kenny, I think that's how I say it.
Ken Roo
says. Kyle Rittenhouse's mother should have been charged too. We actually talked about that on our prep call, Shannon. We were gonna say like, so why wasn't his parents charged? How old was he at the time? Was he underage?
He wasn't even charged. That's why
he wasn't. That's
why
crazy.
Would they charge his parents if he ain't get charged? What?
Like, yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right. Yeah.
They
he
all
didn't get charged.
Like I said, the whole bloodline should have went down. We know what should have happened, but a lot of times these kids don't even face enough repercussion. If you ask me, they need, you know what?
Man.
Let's not talk about what Shannon's America would look like. They need to face a firing squad right away. Why are we even doing a trial? Burn them at the stake.
Damn.
Put a dagger through their heart.
Damn.
A vampire.
Natural selection.
Sheesh.
Like, it ain't no question if they did it. We don't need to solve a mystery. We know they did it. They proud of what they done. They need to go away. And a lot of them be having these obsessions with these other school shooters and mass shootings, and they be wanting that fame, they be wanting that clout. They don't need to live to see it. Mm. They don't need to live to see it. Put them down. Okay. That's my take on it, being honest.
833-212-1017 is the number to dial. We're talking about should the parents of school shooters and mass shooters be held accountable for the actions of their kids? I definitely think so, especially if you bought them the weapon and if you drove them to where they used said weapon. I think that is definitely grounds for, parents being in question, or at least something. They gotta have some sort of responsibility. This is your kid, and
exactly.
I can't remember which caller said that, but she brought up about the stolen cars as well.
Mm-hmm.
This may be controversial. And I ain't trying to, get on that,
trying to ruffle no feathers.
Yeah, because, sometimes when people say, okay, we're going to hold parents accountable for the action of their kids, our community, I'm not going to say the entire community. I want to use my words carefully here. There's a portion of the community that would say, well, we're just adding to the problem. Now you're taking the parents away and, writing tickets to parents who already can't afford this or can't afford that. So, I'm interested in what does that conversation look like? Do people feel like, lock these parents up for kids, or maybe not lock them up? Maybe that's extreme. Tickets or whatever the case may be, for the damages that is caused in stolen cars. And, depending on the circumstances on what that stolen car led to, because some has led in people losing their lives. So I'm interested to what does that look like in y'all opinion on a local level when it comes down to stolen cars and who else should be held accountable then?
Yeah. When it comes to that, I personally feel like it's tough because, like you said, you will get one side of it where people will be like, these are parents that are working. These are parents that are already handling other kids that they have to focus on. And maybe they don't have a hold of the kid that is out there in the streets and they can't chase them down all day. But then you have people that are like, look, if they're at risk to get a ticket or to be jailed, I bet you they'll figure out how to get a hold of them. So it's like, it's two sides of it. And it's really hard to say, but what I will say is if you are this child's parent and you know enough to where you're raising these concerns and you're doing your due diligence and you're calling the police on them like, hey, this child is out of hand, or you're trying to get the help that this person needs, when push comes to shove, the records will show like you tried. You did what you could to get this child under control. Mm-hmm. So maybe in a perfect system, if we do start charging the parents, they would know like, okay, well, I'm going to try everything I can, So I think it's tough because I do see both sides of where we are. Like, I come from a household where both parents were working and they were pretty busy. We had other kids in the household, so I couldn't imagine being faced with a child that's in the streets stealing cars, running away, doing all these things. Like, it would be tough. It would be tough.
I feel you.
Yeah, but... after these messages, right, we're going to get into some school shooting stats. How about that? Like, we're going to look up some school shooting stats. And I also wanted to get into what the red flags looked like for these two cases that got these parents charged, because I think that's important to talk about, too. Like, okay, what were the red flags and what didn't they do? Because it goes a little further than negligence in that second case. He got, I think, manslaughter, right? involuntary manslaughter. So it's important to see, like, okay, well, what didn't they do or what did they do in this case to get those charges that they got, because there weren't many people, parents, that were charged when their child messed up. So after these messages, we'll get right back into it.
Don't matter, man.
You know I'm about to shoot. I got this bullets in my hug and I ain't afraid to shoot you. Shh, don't make a sound. I got this bullets in my head and I ain't afraid to shoot you.
Welcome back to the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. That is a dark song to come back to. What we got in the text message? Anything on the text message? No, we got no new text messages. DJ Brother Z. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, feeling good. Feeling good. Interested to hear these takes on whether parents should be held accountable for their kids committing mass shootings.
Are you mad? Like, I put out that song. To hear.
I was just, you know, I got some stats, some mass shootings, gun violence archive. So, it was a total of 408 mass shootings in 2025, causing 395 deaths and 1,867 injuries. This is down from 504.
2025 alone?
Yeah, that was 2025. One year. Yeah. And they said that was down. They said that's down from 504 in 2024. And that was 41% below the 2021 record. So it was some other stats I had here, Shannon. I wanted to see how many of them were performed by, like, teens. But they said it isn't a clean count of exactly how many was performed by teens. But all types teams, they say teens are a small share across 1966 to 2025. The average mass shooter was about 34 to roughly, and roughly 78% were between the ages of 20 and 49. Teenagers and people over 50 were the least likely age groups to commit them. So those were some of the stats that we had, Shannon. So given those numbers, you know, it looks like it's a very small percentage of teens that are doing the school shootings. But we do know it's a high percentage of them that are doing the car stealings. So I want to 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. We were talking about the topic that Shannon brought up where there's only been two cases where the parents of teenagers who has went out and performed, and not even just necessarily school shootings, right, but just crazy crimes, because we did have the Slender Man situation here in Wisconsin as well. What was her name? Dryer or something
really
like that?
It really doesn't matter, to be honest with you, gang.
Yeah, it kind of don't matter. But then she, like,
they're out now. It was two.
Yeah, it was two of them.
It was two
of them that that, like, stabbed a girl or something. And I don't think the parents was the parents wasn't held accountable at all for that. And I think earlier this year, didn't she, like, break out and escaped with, like, her boyfriend or something? And was, like, on the run from the facility that she was supposed to be at. And the police found her, and she was saying that she wasn't who she was. And didn't even tell the dude that she was this person that had committed these crimes. So he didn't even know he could have been next.
I was just going to say he was next on the chopping block, literally. So,
that
yeah.
is insane.
I mean, and the fact that she's out in my lifetime worries me. Or I think both of them. I'll have to look that up. Slender.
Yeah.
Research on that.
I thought she was in jail. I didn't know she was just, like, out at, like, a I want to say some maybe like a halfway type of situation. Something like that. Yeah, I didn't know that at all. So that was news to me. But 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. Should parents now be held accountable for the crimes of their kids? Is that going to help the parenting in our city? Is it going to help young people think like, oh man, I don't want my mama to go to jail or get tickets for some of the things that I've been doing with my friends? What did you say? I want to do hood rat things with my friends.
I want to do hood rat things with my hood rat friends.
Yeah, so
that's all they want to do. I feel like those that have some type of moral compass would, but a lot of them don't, and they don't care. I'm pretty sure in those two cases with the mass shootings, I'm sure they don't care. They don't care where their parents go. They don't care. Half the time, them kids go home, slap their parent, cuss them out, and go warm up some Pop-Tarts or something. You know what I'm saying? You think they care if they go to jail or not? I don't think so.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of times, these kids out here, they don't have strong relationships with their parents. So it's like, I genuinely don't think they would care. It probably won't stop the kid, but what it will do, I think, is incentivize a parent for speaking up. A lot of parents, I feel like, they see these signs and they're like, oh, he's just going through some things. That's what kids do. They go through weird obsessions. There ain't nothing wrong with, you know, looking up school shooters. Like, I genuinely feel like a lot of these parents, they convince themselves like, oh, ain't nothing wrong. Like, it's just a phase, or things will get better, or my child just having a rough patch. That's what the kids do. Like, even when there were people trying to stop these kids from stealing cars, you will see some of the like discourse online. People, I wish somebody would try to stop my son. He steals cars all the time.
That was crazy.
Excuse me?
That was crazy.
I remember this. Like, it was like insane to see, but a lot of people have these mindsets of like, can't nobody parent my child.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a phase. He's actually a good kid. You know, he just doing what kids do. That ain't what kids do. That's what criminals do. And you can go to jail right with them.
Good criminal.
Unless you're gonna step up, call the police on them or something. And like I said, that way when it does go to trial or whatever, it'll be like, this parent did try what they could. This parent raised alarms. This parent did the best they could for real. Because a lot of these parents be right with it. And then when their kid go to jail, they be, we going to free you soon. We going to free him. No, not free him. As a matter of fact, arrest you.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Y'all know what a Shannon Everybody program look like. It's strict.
Man.
It's strict.
Listen, my America would be it. But I'm telling you, the what is it called? The award outweighs the bad. I feel like once you get on a good program, like, it'll be look. I sound like
I don't know what you sound like, Shannon, right now, but we got Brandon. We gonna talk to Brandon when we come back from break. Don't go anywhere. You live on the lunch break with Ray Nitty and Baby Shannon.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things, to drive into a car.
Well, did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
Welcome back, y'all. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. Get ready. 1017 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. Hope to see y'all at the Glaze, man. Riverside, what it do? Shannon, what's happening?
Man, nothing much. Just chilling over here thinking about Thanos and how he made sense when he said, get rid of half these folks. too much going on.
But it was just like a random half. It wasn't like, let's get rid of the bad half. Like, damn, what my auntie do, boss? Like, she's sweet.
In the movie theater like, you know what? He might be on to some. That's just a lottery ticket you got.
Man, I'm trying to figure out what Thanos was all, man. But we got Brandon from MKE on the line. Brandon from Milwaukee, how you doing? You live with the Lunch Break Crew.
I'm doing well. How you doing, Ray and Shannon? Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, man, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I listen often. I had some comments about charging parents for crimes that children commit.
Yes, sir.
Right off the bat, I often am skeptical of additional resources and laws leading to the outcomes we want. For instance, you know, we changed our chase policy, and I can't say I feel safer on the road. In fact, it might even be the opposite. Mm-hmm. We put up the flock cameras, and in theory, that should solve a lot of the crimes that are still going unresolved. Mm-hmm. And it's only really been used for folks to kind of track their girlfriends within the police department. Mm. So I'm fearful of saying now officers in the DA's office has additional tools to kind of take people out of our community. Mm-hmm. I think if there is a direct correlation of what a parent has done, like maybe provided someone with a gun or provided them with the access to do something that's very harmful to the community, then yes, which in the instance of, I believe, the Abundance Life shooting and some of the other parents that have been charged, mm-hmm. there's a very clear direct correlation. But a lot of parents are really, you know, trying, and it's the environment that really pulls and molds the children that aren't doing the best out here. A lot of these kids are spending more time in their school environments, in their neighborhood environments, than they are in the home. And that's just a byproduct of life. You know, you're going to school 8 hours, you're going to get a lot of, you know, feedback from those folks. So, you know, a Kia boy shouldn't be sending his mom to jail along with him because he's a Kia boy, in my opinion. I think we just need to get really clear on what needs to happen to the Kia boy because mm-hmm. – I don't want to see a lot of mothers and fathers, you know, going to jail because their son went to Washington or Tech and they picked up some habits that they had nothing to do with. So those are just my thoughts on that.
Man, now I hear what you're saying, Brother Brandon. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being a listener of the Lunch Break. Man, and that's why we said I wonder what people think, because I feel like I do remember at one point when, and this has nothing to do with crimes about from teens or youth or young people and then charging their kids, but I remember when we were talking about first installing the traffic tickets, the lights that would the cameras that would take pictures of your license plate.
Red light cameras?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Red light cameras. Dang, I couldn't get that one. Red light cameras. And you know, I remember the community was a little bit against it because it was like, oh, it's just another way to unfairly target the black community. Yeah. And I definitely was on board with that. And I was probably 20-something at the time. Now that I'm 42, you know, damn, I think I'm 43 now.
Damn.
Damn, you told like somebody you were 42 earlier.
I did. I had a birthday this year.
I had a birthday this year. Happy birthday, Ray. Welcome to 2026.
Damn. I think I'm 43, dog.
You'd be like, big dog.
This is crazy.
Dude just had an epiphany.
Damn.
I was just going to say.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel a way. What was I even saying? I done forgot what I was saying and my age.
Yep, that's the that's that Alzheimer's kicking in.
Where I was going with this young buck?
What's my name?
What did I come in this garage to get? But no, I was talking about the red light cameras. That's what I was talking about. And I remember I was, when I was younger, I was part of the understanding and the belief that, like, man, that's just another way to target the black community and take advantage of the black community. And then now that I'm 42, and, you know, we look at who's actually doing these red light runnings. Like, I'm telling you, if you ever really pay attention, it is not just people that look like us running these lights, man. It is white people. It is city bus drivers. It is school bus drivers.
Everybody. People everybody. Get to the north side and just start cutting up. They're like, I can do it too. Like that, it'd be all everybody that comes through it. It ain't just the people that live in it.
I'm talking about white, Hmong, all race. I've literally seen all races, ages, shapes, and sizes blare through red lights. So I was like, man, you know what? I might be for the red light cameras again. I might be for it this time. Yeah. Just a thought process.
I feel like when you talk about us being unfairly targeted, that I think that we're going to be disproportionately like targeted, and this like rules are going to like be stuck to us more than they will to other people, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's a whole nother problem, and it reminds me of those situations where they like, well, free R. Kelly if Elvis ain't go to jail. No, put him in jail too. Okay, don't free him. We don't need more problems. Like, don't let the problems run rapid now. Hold on. Like, you hear that type of discourse, and that kind of is what it reminds me of. Like, yes, we do get unfairly targeted. Yes, it is a headache. Yes, there's a problem in the judicial system, sure. But we also need to figure out other parts of our problems. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like you said, as a younger person, I was like, man, no, what? But now I'm like, yeah, these people gotta go. Oh, somebody watch them. Who was Thanos? Give them the Thanos snap. All right, no. I'm just...
Like, you think people could change? Like, you think people could like
in general?
Yeah, like, let me not say people, because people can change, right? Let me make this a little bit more. Do you think the black community struggle will ever change?
I think so. As we go forward, things aren't the best they can be, but we do see changes happening and more people understanding like our plight as we use our platforms and as we use our voices to like bring light to it. It does feel tiring and it does feel like long drawn out, but things are happening. And I feel like the more of us that like gain understanding of why we are where we are, we realize, like, what do they say? History is going to repeat itself if we don't know our history. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as long as we like continue to talk about our history and talk to our elders and learn, we can make a change and we can teach other people, like, this is why we do what we do. This is where this comes from. And this is why we don't do X, Y, Z. So I do feel like, our community can change. I genuinely feel like we're headed in a good direction. We got a lot of people, young people, entertainers. We got influencers that that want to change, that has the eyes on them. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that hate to admit it, but those are the people that the young people want to listen to. Not always do they want to see like the finished product. They don't always want to be preached at. They don't want to always see like the person with all the degrees on the wall tell them what to do. They probably feel like disconnected from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like as long as we have people that the community are willing to listen to or feel like some type of connection to speaking out and using their voices, I think there could be a change. Change is cool, guys. Go to school.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? What you think about change, right? Think change is coming.
I feel like I have to always hold on to the belief and hope that our community, our mindset will change. Mm-hmm. I think change comes when we change our mind. Mm-hmm. If we change our mindsets, we change our community. Like, and that's why I think when I was talking about the whole poverty thing and, you know, or saying people aren't, majority of black people aren't poor. And like, yes, according to stats and a fixed dollar amount of, I don't even know how they decided what the number was to come up with the, you know what I mean? I don't know how they do it. I'm sure it's a science behind it. And maybe that's another professional we should get on to talk about how they did determine that number. But I don't think poverty is just, or being poor is just a financial thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's our mindset. It is, you know, choices that we make. I think having, like, I don't know, it's not just about money. Because if you just have poor habits, if you just have a poor environment, you know, all of these things add to what I'm talking about. And I don't know. That's my thoughts on it, Shannon.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do agree that, like, it's just different. And, you know, like, what is the saying where it's like small habits, like, they create big change. That's why I said it might not feel like things are changing and it might not feel like things are progressing as fast as we wanted to, but we are creating small habits and we are, you know, we making a ripple in the pool and it change is coming for sure.
Man,
free your mind.
I hope so.
That's what follow. That's what that reminds me of.
I hope so. And I think that's why it's important that we don't just give up on our young people so easy when they make a mistake or when they make two mistakes. Or when they make three mistakes. You feel me?
Or I even feel like it's important that, like, you got a lot of adults that just are too stubborn and their ego is too high to admit, like, hey, I was a kid and I made a mistake. I think that's a big part of our problems out here. Like, we got grown adults still thinking, like, let me fit in with the kids. Like, bro, like, you're an adult. It's okay to say, yo, like, I thought that was cool when I was young, too. That ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tried that and it was silly. Like, you got grown adults doing, like, foolish things or that have done foolish things, they get out of jail or they get out of whatever situation they were in and they're afraid to admit, yo, I did something stupid. I thought this was the way. I got sent off. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have a lot of that out here. People are too, or they don't admit it and they don't say they made a mistake, or they'll double down and be like, yeah, I'll do it again, but I'll do it smarter. Let me teach you, young buck. Like, I hate to bring it up, but, like, when that shooting happened at Burger King and it was one of the parents climbing through the window.
That was crazy. And, like, they set it up. Didn't they set it up? Like, yes, his daughter worked there or something?
The child, exactly. The daughter and her friend, and the dad was climbing through the window to steal from Burger King.
Yeah. And his daughter, didn't his daughter get killed or something in that situation?
I think it was the friend that ended up being killed because one of the managers actually had a gun on him and he thought they were actually being robbed and he shot at him but accidentally missed and hit the girl.
And he was a felon.
So he ended up in jail. We actually ended up speaking to him. Do you remember that when we were going to
when we were doing the work in the county?
The House of Corrections.
In the House of Corrections. Yeah, we did bump into him. Yeah, because
which is sad. It's like put these people in messed up positions, but the dad ended up going to jail. You know, I don't know if the daughter ended up facing any repercussions, but if you are committing a robbery and somebody dies in the process, even if it's not by your hand, you're going to jail for murder. So he's in jail for life.
Yeah.
Even though he did not.
We've met a couple people. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back. This is Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the lunch break.
Don't go anywhere.
You feel me knocking?
I feel you.
Well, let me in.
Hey, it's 7 p.m. Friday. Hey, how y'all feeling? Welcome back. It's the lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. What it do?
Yeah.
You know,
hey, send me a shot.
Hey, 95 degrees.
Friday.
I ain't got no.
Friday.
Got me.
And no. Ain't got me. Hey.
You can't wait for time.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to be ready by Sunday. I'm going to charge up tomorrow. I'm going to be 7 p.m. Sunday. It's 150 degrees. Vegas.
Man, Vegas be hot as a fool. We've been frying. Vegas be
so hot. It is
106
right now today. Man, it be 100 by 9 a.m. Just treacherous.
It'd be so hot in Vegas, man. Shouts out to everybody in the chat. The chat was pretty active again today, man. Pretty
They be holding it down, man.
Pretty calm glaze today. We got Al online. Al, how you doing? Good afternoon.
I'm doing good, but I got a question for you.
Yes.
Because you said, like, a lot of the kids, even if they make 3 mistakes, well, how many mistakes does it supposed to take? This is what I'm trying to figure out. How many mistakes is supposed to take?
I don't think, you know, I'm not God. And, well, you know, I just think, I made more than 3 mistakes in my lifetime. And I'm sure all of us have. Now, some mistakes are larger and should be dealt with, Al. I'm not saying just keep giving free passes. So I don't want to say that, especially if you out here taking people's lives and so forth, you know? So I think it's up to the person, but I can't be the jury on, you know, what that chance looks like in giving somebody the opportunity to make that mistake.
Because I know, because when my mother retired, she worked 45 years. She paid $55,000 for a brand new truck. And this nappy-headed ashy monkey tore her car up. And then the bastard had the audacity to get out and say, "Do you have any insurance?" That little black-ass moon cricket didn't supposed to be driving anyway. And the boy had like 3-4 tickets. And my mama did everything right. And what irritates me every time they hit your car, well, she having hard times. That's not my problem. Oh, well, you know, she don't got a lot of money. Well, she got 3 kids. She know how to F. She know how to do something. So my thing is, how many times? Because now I feel like some of these people that's costing people money, they're not stupid. And they ain't trying to turn no tricks, sell no ass, get 3 jobs to replace what you work for.
Good God.
But that's all I had to say about that. Because, you know, when somebody tried to steal my car, I got upset. Because I said, I wish they would have stole it and died in it. It would have made me feel better. 5 minutes to change your life. Have a buzz ball on me. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a buzz ball on me.
You know what? I second that.
Oh, my God. Ball. I might go get me one right out of here. Shouts out to Anita Nicole. I have.
I just had my first one a couple weeks ago.
I had my first one maybe like 3 months ago, maybe, man. I was buzzing, man.
You be having rave reviews.
I was buzzing.
The reviews be rave.
They said it's similar to a 4 Loko.
Are they really good? Or
yeah, that's what my that's what I was told.
Yeah, Shannon. They said it's similar to a 4 Loko, so be careful.
Oh, you're trying to kill me. What are we talking about here?
Man, Anita
Somebody
Nicole.
Said our buzz balls really good.
They was delicious now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
They was delicious.
I like that. I like fruity stuff.
I like a nice drink.
Great choice of words, Ray.
Miss Anita Nicole says, "Ray and Shannon, I missed the registration for tomorrow, but I just submitted my donation under the team. I'm still showing up in the morning." That's what I'm talking. Maybe that's why I couldn't register, because I missed the registration. So that's what I'm going to have to do too then. I'm going to just put a, I'm going to throw the donation.
Oh, so that's why they, okay.
Yeah, that's why. Remember you was trying to show me how to sign up.
But they are doing registration on the spot then. So that's why that makes sense.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'm going to be signing up tomorrow, too. So you can meet us at where the United Negro College Fund Walk Run will be. we're gonna have our walk run. Shouts out to Shannon for putting our team together.
Yeah, registration on the site begins at 7 a.m. Warm up and brief remarks start at 9 a.m. and the walk and run starts at 9:30.
Okay, so I was all the way off. I said 8:30. So 9:30. I got a little time to rest. I got a little time to rest.
Man, make sure y'all get some pictures. Make sure y'all get pictures, man.
We're gonna FaceTime you so you can be with us still.
Yeah. Please do. I'll be up. My dog got a grooming appointment bright and early.
We're gonna have a good time, man. Quote of the day. I got a quote of the day this is from Fannie Lou Hanner. Is that the right name? Hammer. Fannie Lou Hammer. Nobody's free until everybody's free. That's the quote. Nobody's free until everybody's free. Next week, we're going to get into the Black agenda. What should our Black agenda look like as a community? What should be on it, man? Because a wise man once said, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So,
hello.
It's been an extremely, extremely insightful week. We had a lot going on, man. This was fun. Our polls are in. Should parents be charged if their kids commit mass murder? 92% of the people said yes. 8% said no. So that is our poll. Thank y'all for coming out. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shannon, take us home.
Yo. Man, make sure you guys head over to Facebook and follow us on the Lunch Break. We are past 600 followers. Y'all are helping us grow our little community, and we thank you so much.
Big community.
Make sure you follow our host, Ray. Big community. Make sure you follow our host. We got Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, across all platforms. And me, Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N, across all platforms. Make sure you guys stay tapped in. We got Manon up next with the Grapevine. And then we also had Jazzy Taylor next in the tap in. But before we go, we got a little something on the menu. Ray, what's on the menu?
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most with the right home and auto coverage built around your real life. Because what you've worked hard to build something, you want to protect what works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you're chasing. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. We out!
But before we go, make sure you listen to Jazz Tyler with the tap in. Look, threw off my little flow, but we out, like you said.
Yeah.
Happy weekend, bye.